1-800-449-8686. Now, Phil Hendry.
Well, at least one parishioner, one church member at a church in Bellflower, California, called Joyful Union Congregation, is threatening some kind of removal of the pastor there because of a play that is being presented by Joyful Union Congregation, by that church. It is a play being presented by the church's middle school. And I want to bring on the church pastor. His name is Pastor William Rennick. He joins us from Bellflower. Pastor Rennick, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
All right, can you tell us about this play?
Well, I would be happy to tell you about the play. It is a play that is known by every church. It is known by every church. It is known by every church member. It is the Christmas pageant. And this is the play that is being presented by our children.
Will it feature the children?
Yeah, it features the children from our middle school. It is directed by Ms. Claire Bingham, who is our middle school choir master.
Well, what is the controversy?
I do not know what the controversy is. I do not know what the controversy is. I know that we are attempting to solve the problems of our church by way of raising money for our church. And at the same time, we are trying to present the story of the life of Jesus Christ.
I understand.
Who is the Savior of mankind and was born on Christmas Day.
Well, sir, Pastor Rennick, there are people in your church who believe that you have manipulated the life of Christ.
I've not manipulated the life of Christ at all.
No, but they say that you have changed the Christmas pageant.
I've not manipulated the life of Christ at all. I have not manipulated the life of Jesus at all. That would be a sin against God Almighty himself. And that would be a absolute sin against the children that we are charged with educating.
Well,
that would be a sin against all the people in the church.
All right. Well, I mean, the church... Tell me about this pageant, then.
It is the bringing of the story of the birth of our Savior into modern times. It is the bringing of the birth of our Savior into modern times.
Is that the source of the criticism?
The source of the criticism is that we have people in our church who cannot and will not allow our children to grow and allow the story of Jesus to be told.
Well, tell me about the play. This is the Christmas pageant about the birth of Christ.
This is about the birth of Christ. The children put on this play, and I made some suggestions as to modernize the play so that our children would find relevancy. Because right now, the life of Jesus is not relevant to our young people. And I have to find a way to bring the life of Jesus to relevancy. What we have done...
All right, but I can't, you know, if... Pastor, please, you have on the stage a play in which does one of the characters have a bomb strapped to him?
Let me explain this.
Does one of the characters have a bomb?
Let me explain this. We have the birth of Jesus Christ. The three wise men, the Magi, who come from the east, come up and Jesus has been born. And Joseph is there. Mary is there. All the animals in the manger are there. The North Star is shining bright. And one of the Magi steps forward and opens his gowns, and a bomb is strapped to his chest.
A bomb is strapped to the chest of one of the wise men.
That is correct, because that is right out of today's headlines. That is right out of today's newspapers. And we tell a story. What if one of these wise men had a bomb strapped to him? Who would have no Jesus today? The Christ child would have died in the manger. And so he steps forward in the play that we put on with a bomb strapped to him.
And then, according to the man that we talked to, Mr. Longley...
Mr. Longley, I believe Mr. Hendry needs a doctor.
That's something between you and him. He says that... The wise man pulls the fuse, a flash pot goes off, and for people that don't know what that is...
It makes a bright flash.
All right, it's used in theatrics to make a bright flash, and then smoke is released from a smoke machine.
That's correct.
And then the baby in the manger is catapulted. out of the manger. Is that correct?
Christ's child is catapulted, yes.
Is shot into the air.
That is correct, yes, sir.
Okay, well, that's what people are finding more than anything else offensive. Never mind the fact that one of the wise men has a bomb strapped to him.
Hold on, because I want to explain this. This is...
Before you explain this, I want to know something. Were these suggestions that you had...
I was asked by Ms. Bingham if I had anything to contribute to the play.
Were these the suggestions that you had, sir?
I will tell you, I was asked by Ms. Bingham if I had anything to contribute to the play. That's all I'm going to say.
So the bomb goes off, and the Jesus baby is shot out of the manger on a catapult that's loaded with springs. Is that right?
That is correct. That's something that the children worked on, and a couple of our high schoolers helped with.
All right, well, that's what people are finding a fault with.
But the point behind that is that when the Christ child is shot out of the manger, you can catch him, and you can save Jesus every bit as much as he saved you. And that's the part that we love about the story of Jesus, that it don't mean if they're a terrorist, that Bin Laden, Al-Qaeda, any of that mess, Jesus is going to be saved.
So in the Christmas pageant that you're presenting, the wise man steps forward, explodes a bomb on his chest, flash pots, smokes...
Right, all that special effects done by the children.
Okay, flash pot, smoke, and the baby is... Does that represent that Jesus is blown up?
That he's shot. He's blown up, yeah. But he gets blown clear.
Well, one of them said that there was smoke trailing from the... From... The baby Jesus, is that right?
All right. Mr. Andrew, what we tried to do...
I'm just asking, was there smoke trailing? As the baby flies through the air, is there smoke trailing?
We tried to give the look as if the child is smoldering a bit, but that's only because he's saved. He's clear. But we put some dry ice inside of him.
Well, what Mr. Longley said was it looks like the baby Jesus is jettisoned from the manger with smoke coming out of its rectum, right? Well, that's what he said. Isn't that right?
That's what he said because he needs a doctor. We had dry ice in the doll that we used.
Right, that's a doll.
That is correct. To make it look as if there's a little bit of smoke. And we blackened the baby a little bit, only to make him look like he got blackened from the blast. But that's just to show he'd been saved. He'd been saved by mankind by hearing the message of Jesus. He's as mad as... And he's a mad because he didn't win a door prize. That's what's wrong with his Longley.
All right, well, then that brings me to the final thing here. When the baby Jesus is blown out of the manger by this wise man with a bomb, anybody that catches him wins a door prize.
That's correct. And let me tell you something. We have raised a lot of money for our church by selling tickets to this version of the Christmas pageant that is straight out of today's headlines.
And finally, the money that you're raising from the Christmas pageant is going to a legal defense that you've mounted. Isn't that right?
Mr. Henry, I want to say, I don't think it's right for you to bring this without allowing me to explain.
I'm allowing you to explain. Isn't that right?
Mr. Henry, I was viciously accused of fathering a child by a teenage member of our church. Now, this is slander and libel. And the vicious lie, I did not father that girl's child. I'm being sued for paternity. This church cannot afford the lawyer. So the church people have generously and charitably donated the money from the school Christmas pageant.
And so the money from the pageant goes to hire an attorney for you to defend you against a paternity suit.
That is correct. We are very proud.
Well, you've got a lot of parents there. A lot of parents wigging out over this thing. Hold on for a minute. Pastor William Renick, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. I've heard a lot of stories down through the years having to do with Christmas pageants. They're mounting one there, a Joyful Union congregation, where one of the wise men steps forward with a bomb strapped to his chest, pulls the string, explodes the bomb, the Jesus doll is catapulted out of the manger, and whoever catches it wins the door prize, which I believe is a 21-inch oscillating fan this week. Now, the problem is that all the money that's being raised from this play is going to hire an attorney for this pastor to defend him against a paternity suit that has been filed by the parents of a teenage girl who is pregnant in his church. All of this stuff just cloaked in some obviously not very pleasant publicity. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Is this preacher modernizing the Christmas pageant the right way? And does he have the right to take the money from this pageant and hire a lawyer to protect himself against a paternity suit? 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
Show 1-800-449-8686.
Well, I got Pastor William Rennick from Joyful Union Congregation. You've got a parishioner down there who's angry that you've turned the Christmas pageant into something that he calls blasphemous.
I think that's a strong word to use when you're not some representative of Jesus on this earth.
And hold on. In your Christmas pageant, you got one of the wise men blowing up a bomb.
That if Jesus was alive today, if the Christ child was born today, he would have to put up with that, or whether someone walk into the manger and blow a bomb up. I mean, that's the kind of insanity that we've got going on.
All right, well, they find that blasphemous, that when he pulls the thing and explodes, the Jesus baby gets catapulted out of the manger and lands in the audience someplace.
That is showing that Jesus can get blown clear.
With smoke coming out of its rear end.
First of all, you've got to understand, we've got high school and middle school children working on this.
Well, you've blackened the child up and the doll up, and you've got dry ice smoke coming out of its rear end as it flies through the air.
Mr. Henry, we are trying to educate our young people to the realities of the world and how it pertains to the living example of Jesus.
All right.
All the kids got to know that. All this stuff, everybody trying to tell me what to do. All I try to do is raise a couple of dollars because some kid says that I made her pregnant. And that's a load, and that's the blasphemy. You have Jesus flying through the air with smoke coming out of his rear end all day long. Ain't going to hurt Christ. But you know what hurts me? Somebody saying that I did what I didn't do.
That's worse than having Jesus flying through the air blackened from a bomb. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me go to Martha. Go ahead, Martha. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, my comment to you, Reverend, is that I agree with you as far as the artistic expression your church is trying to express to the community as far as what's going on in the world today.
Thank you, ma'am.
But you using the funds from that play is grossly inappropriate. That is your personal issue, and
no,
I don't feel like...
Because she's attacking the church. When she attacks me, she's attacking the church.
I don't feel like... Well, but it's like, what if you worked for Trump and you got her pregnant? Trump wouldn't be paying for you to be...
I don't know who Trump is. I don't know what you're talking about.
Donald Trump, if you were working for him and you made somebody pregnant in his office, he would not be paying for the lawyers to defend you.
This is a child that was in the church pageant. She played the Virgin Mary. And she comes to me to ask me about sex education. Now, I did not in any way, shape, or form get that child pregnant.
And well, wait a minute. This is a kid that was in the play?
She played the Virgin Mary, yeah.
Then why did she come to you for sex education?
She didn't know what that meant. What she mean by virgin? And I said, well, it's like I used the old, you put a banana in the mixing bowl, or that one. You see what I'm saying? So that's all that happened there. That's why I get to use that money, because you got to understand, Martha, I am the pastor of this church. As such, I'm the representative of Jesus Christ to all these people. They come to me, they might as well be looking at Jesus.
Well, they...
All these people.
Yeah, and
I'm the shepherd of my flock. I herd them as I please, and I let those people know that I will protect them from the devil and all his legion.
Well, if it was me,
another thing,
I would... And
I
I felt strongly enough.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
If it was me and I felt strongly enough about my issue that I was free and clear from having fathered this girl's child, I would feel comfortable paying for these legal issues myself, and I wouldn't put my church through paying these legal fees for me.
Well, let me ask Martha one question. So you're fine with the play. So you're fine with the baby Jesus doll getting catapulted out of the manger with dry ice steam coming from its rear end.
Yeah, she said she would. You don't have to pay
I do,
bathroom.
Because it's an artistic expression,
yeah, that's
and
it's artistic.
He's trying to get the point across of what our world is
right.
is under nowadays.
That's
and I
right.
understand that. We do. I mean, sometimes you have to put a little electric shock into getting your point
and
across.
And if you catch the baby Jesus, you got a door prize. This week is a 21-inch oscillating fan. We got several color televisions and a juicer.
A lot of people I talked to were offended by the notion of catching a flying blackened baby Jesus from a bomb. That's
God,
all I'm
listen,
talking about.
Jesus saved me. I would do anything to save him.
Thank you, Martha. You've got
and
the
if
point.
He was and if he was blackened and blowing across the room, I would try everything in my power
to
catch him.
That's right. You know you're a white woman, right?
I'm sorry.
You're a white woman, right?
Yes.
You are unusually intelligent. I don't mean that because white people are very intelligent, but I don't come across a lot of white folks that get it like you do. And like jazz, you know, most white people had to have jazz introduced to them by black. What the hell that's that? Well, that's jazz. Oh, all right, I get it. But you get
not
it right
only
away.
Not only am I white, but I'm Catholic, too.
You into jazz? You know, I'll tell you something.
All right, hold. Thank you very much. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Pastor William Rennick about the Christmas pageant that they've got where the baby Jesus is exploded in the manger. Here is Ethan on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Ethan.
Yeah, hey, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
You say when your congregation looks at you that they should see Christ?
Yeah, that's right, because I'm the representative of Jesus Christ on this planet.
Yeah, well, let's send you flying through there with flames coming out of your butt. See how you like it.
See me do what?
See, I don't think...
No. First of all, that's not flame. What happened is the wise man blew up a bomb, sent Jesus flying through the air.
Yeah, but that didn't happen. Jesus isn't living right now. Jesus is alive and well, and we know that.
Yeah, but if he was being born right now, some crazy Arab would walk in there with a damn bomb, blow his ass halfway to hell.
But he's not living right now. He's not being born right now.
Yeah, what's the...
he wouldn't be sent straightway halfway to hell, because Jesus lives in heaven.
That's right.
If you get your head out of your rear end, you'd know that.
Well, wait a second. That's an expression. I'm just saying. And the other thing, he said, if Jesus get blown up in the air, wouldn't you catch him?
Yes, I would catch him.
Yeah, you're right. And that's what we're trying to say. Jesus gets his ass blown out of the manger, you're going to be there to catch him like the kickoff at the Alabama-Auburn game.
Yep, yeah, but let me tell you something. You really sound like a preacher.
What's that?
You sound like a nice pastor, the way you're sitting there cussing on the air.
Well, I don't mean to cuss, brother, and I apologize to you.
Well, let me ask you this.
I apologize to you. I get worked up. During the first show, the baby Jesus accidentally caught on fire and flew through the air and burned three people. So it's not all, you know, goodness and light. That's all I'm saying.
Well, let me ask you this. When your congregation looks at you, when they look at you, they should see Christ. Do you think Christ would slip up and cuss?
Yeah, I think he probably would. I mean, check it out. Well, check this out. He go to the temple. He sees the money changers. He probably said, well, you dirty. Oh, man, I bet you he let loose with a string of some pretty good four-letter words. He see all them money changers. Hell, he kicked half their asses out of there, didn't he?
Let me ask you this.
Yeah,
Jesus ever sin?
Jesus never sinned. Jesus never sinned. In fact, he said, let ye who are without sin cast the first stone, Ethan. I think Jesus should have picked up a rock and threw it. Because he was the only one there that was without sin.
That's right. He was the only one never sinned.
Why didn't he pick up a rock and throw? I never could figure that out.
I don't know why he didn't.
Because
either,
he was a man
know,
of love.
I don't know why you're defending the way you're living.
I tell you what, if Jesus saw that wise man with a bomb strapped to him, I bet he'd say, holy Jesus. I bet you anything.
No, actually, right. Jesus would probably pray for
him. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Pastor Rennick in their Christmas pageant with the exploding Jesus. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show with Pastor William Renick, a play that is being the Christmas pageant that's being presented at Joyful Union Congregation, which is where the pastor is the pastor, is a play in which the baby Jesus is exploded out of the manger by a wise man with a bomb strapped to him. The plastic Jesus is thrown through the air with smoke trailing. The baby is blackened with smoke trailing. It's supposed to be caught by a member of the crowd. I mean, there are people who are offended by this, Pastor.
And why, Mr. Henry, why is it that we've got members of our congregation who have asked me to have their child play that role?
Oh, come on. No, mother.
I'm telling you that they believe it is the perfect statement of a world gone mad.
Well,
we got a world today that's gone insane. You got Bin Laden or whatever the hell his name is. He's hiding in a cave right now because he just blew up all of New York City. You got the Pentagon and anthrax too. And I'm telling you, our young people put together a play that makes a comment on that. And by the same token, makes Jesus into a very contemporary figure.
I don't believe that you got mothers volunteering their babies to be thrown through the air.
You call me a liar?
I'm not calling you a liar.
And I'll tell you right now, I can put you in touch with three women. Said to me, Pastor Renick, I'll be proud if you take my kid and you chuck his ass right through the sky, because I know that what that means is Jesus Christ will be illuminated and Jesus Christ will return to earth in a rapture.
And the money you're raising goes to an attorney to protect you from a paternity suit from a teenager who said you fathered her child.
That's a vicious lie. I'm almost certain I did not father that.
Oh, you're almost certain. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Victoria, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
The Reverend just made a comment about how the world was insane, and I'm appalled and insulted by that statement, because being a pastor and his church, they are participating in the insanity.
Oh, no, ma'am, no.
Let me finish.
Let the lady finish,
Pastor. Let me finish, and then I will let you talk.
I want to be able to say something after she does.
Okay,
all right,
that's fine.
I will let you talk, but I want you to listen to me.
I think you are blaspheming me.
No, sir, let me tell you something. You tell me that you're a man of God, and I know, let me tell you something. No one can judge. And that's Christ's job. But let me tell you something. I don't believe with all my heart that Christ would approve of this. I rededicated my life to God 9 months ago, and I want you to know that I'm hurting listening to what you and your church are doing.
I'm illuminating people. I'm bringing light into their lives.
You're not bringing light into the world. You
wrong?
Are adding to the insanity.
What did
I do wrong? Do you really feel that Jesus wants to be portrayed in that aspect?
What aspect?
The aspect of your play. Do you think he really wants to be portrayed?
I've got people
especially when we have these children out here that
I got people lining up that want to catch the smoking Jesus.
But you know something?
I'll tell you something.
You've made it a circus.
You ever been to a wedding and seen the crazy ass broads trying to catch a bouquet?
And you know
you
something?
See
let me tell you something.
Trying to catch that smoldering Jesus.
And let me tell you something. You tell me that you're a man of God and the cursing that you're using.
Yeah, the language you're using, Pastor.
Oh, come on, everybody, just loosen your girdle up a little
bit. No, honey, that's not the way it is.
I want to tell you something. I get on my knees every night and pray to God that I be a better man and a better leader and a better shepherd of his soul.
Well, are you listening to the advice that he
tells
you?
Don't you think that Jesus wants to fly into the arms of his people? Don't you think that if he were on fire, smoldering and flying through the air, he wouldn't want somebody catching him?
Yeah, but I got to...
That's not the story, Reverend, and I will add this. It's
how you
so
know it's Christ?
Today. It's so easy to be a reverend. Anyone can be a reverend.
Wait a second.
But are you God called? Let me tell you something.
Now, let me ask you, watch Hee-Haw. God didn't tell you to do that, did he? The reason
what?
I use crude, I said you watch Hee-Haw, but Jesus didn't tell you to do that, did he?
I don't watch Hee-Haw.
Oh, come on.
Who are you, sir?
Ma'am, who am I? My name is William Renick. I was called before Jesus Christ, the blood of the Lamb.
And you're going to have to answer closer to Jesus Christ than anyone, Reverend Renick, that you lead astray because of this ridiculous play.
You've got smoke coming out of Jesus' rectum, as you put it.
You know what? I mean, I wish that every American citizen right now would pray for this man and his church, because I'm telling you, it breaks my heart. It literally breaks
your heart. Oh, come on. Are you telling me your life is that empty that this breaks your heart? Some smoldering blasphemy.
I feel so sorry that you all are led down such a wrong path.
I asked you if you watched Hee-Haw, and you lied to me and said you didn't.
I watched it when, 30
there
years ago? I don't watch it now.
Yeah, that proved you lied. You lied.
You know, let me tell
Wait
you
a
something.
Minute. You asked her she was watching Hee-Haw now.
You watch Hee-Haw, God didn't tell you to do that. She said, I don't watch Hee-Haw.
When I was 8 years old, I'm almost 45 years old, that was on the television in the room that I was in. You see a few things of it.
A man's life is like a river. It is the same life at the brook as it is at the big delta. It's
you know
the same
something?
Life at the stream as it is the broad shoulders of a river. And
first
you watch Hee-Haw when you 8 years old.
Here.
You
I'm
watching Hee-Haw now.
Trail.
What's that?
But I think what you're doing, I think you're going to pay for it. And I think that you're going to wake up one day.
I'm getting sued.
Well, you know what?
15-year-old
let me tell you something. If you were truly a man of God, don't you think God would take better care of you than that?
God sends all things to judge man as a test man.
You know something?
God
what's he doing?
To test
what's
man.
What's
no,
he
like
doing
you never had
you have this insidious play?
What's that?
What is he doing? What message did you get to have this play to portray Jesus in something that... You're supposed to tell the story the way it was.
I got persons paying big time to see the smoldering Jesus.
That is so pathetic.
And what I'm trying to do is show people.
I can tell you one thing. I can tell you one thing. I will pray for you.
And let that Bin Laden come up to Jesus, try to blow him up. No way. Because the people are catching
fire. Forget that stuff. For God's sake, there's been war for years.
Yeah, there's been war for
years. I'm telling you.
I wouldn't touch that 15-year-old nasty ass of yours.
Blaspheming Christ.
What?
You are blaspheming Christ.
Oh,
you
now we
not
got
be
to
proud
it.
Of, and let me tell
now
you something,
we
this,
got
is
to
getting you, just, this is getting you publicity.
Just because I got you to admit you watch Hee-Haw and Petticoat Junction, now you're upset with me. Nugget man.
You know something? You're not even, you're
you know,
not
you,
even
you're,
talking
you're nuts.
Intelligently, sir.
I'm talking away.
I'm
man.
Telling you that the wrath of God's going to pour on you like you wouldn't believe.
The wrath of God's already pouring on me. I'm getting sued for knocking up some 15-year-old
chick.
You have
no idea what's going to lie in your future because of what you're doing right now.
I'll tell you right now.
You are planting bad seeds.
I'll tell you right now, the people are catching Jesus flying through the air every night because they want to catch Jesus.
Well, wait a minute, but they're getting a door prize for catching Jesus.
All right, so what? So they get a 21-inch fan.
Do you not honestly? I mean,
hey, Victoria,
that's just
let me ask
kind
you
of
something.
Like
what?
I just can't believe that you would cheapen Christ in that manner.
He is
sacred. He is so sacred.
Let me
and
ask
I
you
cannot
a question.
Believe that you're making a. This is a circus. This is a cheap.
What's Roy Clark wearing today?
What?
What's Roy Clark wearing today?
Oh, get off the hee-haw cracks, will
you? See, I'm going to tell you something.
Everything with the hee-haw.
Let me tell you something, sir.
Right, and then I got to take
a
break here.
I don't really feel sorry for you. I think you're a very sick rat.
I'm a rat.
I think you're
a rat. You know something? You must hate black people.
I love black people.
I finally found out what your problem is. You hate black people.
No, I don't
like.
Yeah,
you call me a rat. Come on, I'm in the book. And
I don't approve of
anyone. She was commenting on Jesus.
You don't like a black Jesus flying through the air. I bet you wouldn't like a black man flying through the air either. I bet you don't even fly on planes.
Go wait a
you know
second.
What? You have to say
I got
these
a black
things.
Jesus.
You have to say these things because you have
and
no
the,
ground
and,
to stand
and,
on.
And
you
out
don't
in front
know
of your church,
heart.
Out in front of your church is the little sign that says "Come see the smoldering Jesus," doesn't it?
I don't recall putting that sign.
You don't recall putting that sign up. All right, look at Victoria. Thank you.
Would a black Superman bother you?
Thank you very
no,
much.
I don't care.
All right, okay.
Jesus was not proud of you.
Okay, we got to run. 1-800-449-86. Would a black Superman bother you? Phil Hendry Show.
Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
The voice of Pastor William Renick was performed by me, and all those people calling in, well, they're real folks, thinking that Pastor Renick was a real guy with the flaming Jesus, or what is it? Oh, the smoldering Jesus flying through the air. And I'm also very aware of something else. I'm very much aware of the country that I live in, and were I to be talking about Islam in such a manner, somebody would walk up to me with a bomb and, you know, blow it up on me. So I get it. I couldn't do this anywhere else but here. Can't do that, man. You can't bag on anybody else's religion. Well, Buddhism, you might be able to pull a couple of funny ones on them. But see, in America, Christianity is, I guess, by and large, it's the religion of America. That's what people claim. But here in the homeland of that religion, or here in a country that embraces that religion, you can still do things about Christianity. And it's really not even about Christianity. What it's about, and I've said this so many times, it's about how people deal with other people. That's what that bit was about. That bit had nothing to do with Christianity. That bit had everything to do with how people deal with each other when it comes to the subject of religion. But having said that, I know that if I tried to pull some show, like if I was on Talk Radio Cairo and I did a bit on Islam, I'd be blowed up by some guy who blew himself up just to blow me up. Get a load of that. There's a headline in Time magazine today. What makes a suicide bomber? These guys believe that they're going to heaven. And who am I to argue with them? Other than to say, I can only say one thing. There is no afterlife, or any afterlife that would have you after you blow somebody up who's innocent ain't one that I want to be a part of. Or the third option, which is the one embraced by most Westerners who believe in the Judeo-Christian ethic, they're cooking in hell right now. Most people have some concept of hell. Most religions have some concept of hell. Christianity, Judaism, no different. And we choose to believe that the guys that blowed themselves up over there in the Middle East, they are right now on a spit, cooking in hell. And ain't they surprised to be there? I just saw a thing last night. I couldn't sleep. So it's 3 o'clock in the morning. My wife gets into bed. I'm listening to... So I decide, okay. So I got up. I went downstairs. I got the little jar of chocolate-covered raisins that we've got in the cupboard there. And I pulled them out. I'm sitting there in my underwear. And I flip on PBS. And I'm eating chocolate-covered raisins, and I'm watching a thing on Indira Gandhi and her sons, both of whom died. All three are dead. She got two sons that are dead, and one of them was blown up by some nutcase from Sri Lanka. I mean, people with bombs blowing other people up. This goes on everywhere but here. Can you imagine what this country will be like if people in America start doing that? If we had some notion of the afterlife that blowing yourself up was going to get you to heaven and I mean, if only, see, isn't that kind of an easy way of doing it, isn't it? But, you know, I can't knock that so long as there's this other notion that as you can do anything you want as long as at the end of your life you say, yeah, I love Jesus and I'm sorry and I'm on my way to heaven, okay? Well, if I accept that, then I have to accept the notion that a guy who blows himself up and blows up another guy is going to heaven. I have to say, well, that guy's got just as much right into heaven as some guy who goes out as a serial murderer and then on his deathbed says, oh, and by the way, I love Jesus and all's forgiven, and boom, he's in heaven too. Those two guys are going to be standing right alongside me in heaven while I'm lining up another shot on the eight ball. Because I'm going to heaven. I know I'm going to heaven. I got it all worked out. I got all the bull crap I'm going to lay on God when I get there. I got my speech going, man. War journalism, just a little note here. Geraldo Rivera apparently came under sniper fire as he was broadcasting a report last week from Tora Bora. It's the only name in that country that doesn't sound like it belongs there. It sounds like it ought to be in, you know, like the Cook Islands or something. Tora Bora. Who named that? Yeah, it sounds like a travel agent named it. Anyway, he was up near Tora Bora, and if you've been watching Geraldo's reports, I think I've enjoyed them. I think they're great. I think they're great. I mean, they're everything that a journalist today really ought to be. Somebody that's right up in the stuff and someone who is sort of slanting the news. He's talking about bin Laden as a rat, and he's saying he's up in the rat's nest, and he's advising the U.S. military and the United States Air Force where to drop the bombs. He's saying they're right back there. Right there is the entrance to the mountain. Just dump a few daisy cutters on that. You can cave those in. Those guys are dead meat. And now we find, at least according to the Los Angeles Times, he came under sniper fire, and they even have Fox News ran a videotape that purports to show him hugging the ground as snipers from where we don't know are shooting at him. I think the Northern Alliance is shooting at him. I think it's our guys that are shooting at him, okay? Tora Bora, which is way in the background there, Geraldo, that's where all the rats are, the Al-Qaeda guys. You're getting shot at. It's got to be somebody close by. I think it's Marines that are shooting at you. But I want to ask a question, because I honestly don't know the answer to this. I don't imagine anybody in my audience does. I guess I'd have to get a professional opinion. Isn't it still unethical to stage a shot? Isn't it still unethical to stage, in other words, to stage the news? I don't know. Because it may now be okay. The last time I knew anything about that was when I saw broadcast news with what's-her-face, Holly Hunter and William Hurt, and she was all bugged at him because he worked up tears for a piece on date rape, and she said, you crossed the ethical line. Remember that movie? And she wouldn't go off to Tora Bora with him, and he had all the, you know, he had everything going. He had all the stuff, the little, you know, Cupid dolls, and she got into the cab and she went off, and she never had anything more to do with him because her journalistic integrity would not allow her to have anything to do with a guy that would, you know, cry and then go off to Tora Bora and ask her for sex. So here we are 14 years later, and I don't know if it's changed, because now we have infotainment, now we have, you know, the Stone Phillips piece on NBC where they blew up that truck. We got a lot of stuff. It may be okay. Who said it isn't okay? What are journalistic ethics anyway, but just a set of standards that people either agree to adhere to or they don't? I mean, and does it matter to you? Does it really matter to you? You don't care, do you? If you're getting all your news from the news, from the television news and the radio news, then it's got to be pretty interesting, right? So what do you care whether Geraldo pretends like he's being shot at by snipers or not, okay? As long as it looks interesting and it's got your ass parked on the sofa and you're staring at it with a bottle of, or the, you know, the big thing of chocolate-covered raisins like I was last night, all 240 pounds of me in my underwear. It doesn't make any difference, right? You got to have a populace that demands more, and we don't have that. We don't have a populace that demands more. We have a populace that just demands a constant flow of image, but not necessarily content. Just image, just lots of image, and baloney. And we don't mind. If you can bullcrap us in a highly stylized and a very efficient manner, then we don't even mind that. So anyway, Geraldo is there laying on the ground, and he says that people are shooting at him. I think it's crap, but I think it's fantastically entertaining. How about that? Now, if you could arrange to be standing there on mic talking to us about Tora Bora and have a bullet hit you right there with the close-up, that'd be, I mean, I'm Geraldo Rivera, and ow. And you just, he slumps out of the screen. Just a guy, and then just, and then he drops, and all they're staring at is a cactus. To me, that's, well, it's just nothing better than that, man. I like Geraldo. I like everything that he's doing. I like everything that he's doing over there, and I hope that he stays there and dies there. I'm kidding, of course. Or am I? No, I'm kidding. 1-800, but that, try to arrange to get shot like in the rear end or something. Just not so you die, but just so it looks cool. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.